With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal judge says he'll decide whether Montana's campaign contribution limits are unconstitutional without holding a trial. U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell signed an order today, canceling a bench trial that had been scheduled for next week. He'll decide the case based on briefs and arguments by the state and attorneys for the plaintiffs. Those plaintiffs are individuals, businesses, and political parties seeking to strike Montana's campaign contribution limits before the June 7th primary elections. They claim the limits restrict freedom of speech and association and candidates' ability to raise enough money to effectively campaign. Attorneys for the state say Montana is justified in keeping the limits because they prevent corruption and the appearance of corruption. Lovell struck down the limits once before in 2012, but they were reinstated by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Democratic candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat is proposing six debates with Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke. Denise Juneau, the current superintendent of public instruction, today proposed a series of debates over the summer and fall in Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Glendive, Great Falls, and Pablo on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Juneau says it's important to agree upon and quickly settle a realistic number of debates. She wants them moderated by an independent news or community organization. Zinke campaign spokeswoman Heather Swift says the campaign received Juneau's letter and looks forward to working with Montana media organizations to schedule several debates. Native American-owned businesses from five states are meeting in Great Falls this week to network and share ideas for overcoming barriers and finding opportunities. The 10-year-old Montana Indian Business Alliance is putting on the conference Tuesday through Thursday. Representatives from state and federal agencies, tribes, businesses, and lending organizations are all on the agenda. Barb Stiffarm of Haver is the alliance's board chair.
One of the opportunities that I see is emerging is access to new technology, broadband, and a lot of our tribal communities here in Montana, that new technology is just currently being made available to help promote business and opportunities and some of the trading that goes on online.
Montana native-owned businesses at the conference in Great Falls will be joined by those from the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Infrastructure is becoming a defining issue in key legislative races in Montana as Republican moderates and conservatives battle over the core values of their party. With less than a month before the June 7th primary, Republicans are divided over how to address the state's infrastructure needs. Moderates are pushing compromise, while ideological purists say they're keeping an eye on government spending and pork barrel projects. A federal judge says he'll decide whether Montana's campaign contribution limits are unconstitutional without holding a trial. U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell signed an order today canceling a bench trial that had been scheduled for next week. A group of individuals, businesses, and political parties are seeking to strike down the state's contribution limits before the June 7th primary elections. The Democratic candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat is proposing six debates with Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke. Denise Juneau, the current superintendent of public instruction, proposed a series of debates over the summer and fall in Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Glendive, Great Falls, and Pablo on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Juneau says it's important to agree upon and quickly set a realistic number of debates. She wants them moderated by an independent news or community organization. Zinke campaign spokeswoman Heather Swift says that the campaign received Juneau's letter and looks forward to working with Montana media organizations to schedule several debates. Former University of Montana wide receiver Ben Roberts has reached a free agent agreement with the Tennessee Titans after participating in a rookie camp over the weekend.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A Yellowstone National Park bison calf that tourists put in their car last week is now dead. Park officials are warning visitors to follow local wildlife and park safety regulations. They say too many people aren't, and it's causing big problems. Edward O'Brien reports.
The actions of two well-meaning but misguided Yellowstone tourists led to the death of a newborn bison calf last week. The pair were ticketed for placing the animal in their car and taking it to a park facility. They reportedly thought the animal looked cold and uncomfortable. Park officials say that in doing so, they not only endangered themselves, but doomed the calf. That's because human interference can cause mothers to reject their offspring, and that's exactly what happened in this case. Despite park rangers' best attempts to reintroduce the calf to its herd, it was rejected and repeatedly approached people and cars. That's why park officials euthanized the animal. At least two viral videos have made the rounds this year showing park visitors getting dangerously close to adult bison. Last year, bison seriously injured five visitors who got too close. Park regulations require people stay at least 25 yards from all wildlife, including bison, elk, and deer, and at least 100 yards from wolves and bears. Disregarding those simple rules can lead to fines, serious injury, or death. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.